بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, or mothers and sisters, isn't it home? Vanity, conceitedness, pompousness, self-admiration, this is another very fatal disease of the heart, which in Sharia we term as ujb. Ujb means vanity. When a person who has some accomplishments or some achievements, he has some authority, some position, many times it is intelligence that he has, or knowledge that he possesses, or power that he has, or beauty that he has or he possesses. And sometimes the ibadah, the worship that he does, or the wealth that he has, these are all causes for the person to have ujab within him. And this is a very deadly disease, a very serious disease. When the person feels that all these things that he possesses, it is of his doings. And he forgets to attribute all these favors and bounties that he's enjoying, be it power, be it the ibadat that he's making of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wealth that he possesses, the beauty, the handsomeness that he has. He forgets to attribute it to the most bountiful, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed him with these favors out of his grace and kindness. And Allah talks about Qarun and the incident of Qarun, which we have discussed many times previously, especially in the month of Ramadan when he did the tafsir of those verses. Qarun, who was the relative of Musa alayhi salatu salam, but he rebelled against Musa alayhi salatu salam, and he enjoyed a lot of richness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with such wealth that just the keys of the treasures that he possessed had to be carried by camels and people who had great strength. They were burdened by carrying these heavy keys just to the treasures of Qarun. And Qarun believed that all this was because of his own knowledge, his own skill, his own power. And the incident is lengthy, that how he walked with a strut, with pomp. And he wanted just people to praise him. And he forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And despite the warnings of the people, despite the warnings of Musa alayhi salatu salam, he still rebelled. He did not take heed to the advice. Allah ta'ala sunk him. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. With all his possessions, his palaces, everything, Allah ta'ala sunk him. In a narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a man who has combed his hair very well, and he has come out and he is walking with a strut, with pomp and vanity. And suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sings him. Ulama and shurra commentators say this is referring to Qarun. فَهُوَ يَتَجَلْجَلُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ. He continues to sink deeper and deeper into the earth, into the ground, right till the day of Qiyamah. This is his azab. So he thought it was his wealth. إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. It is my knowledge, my accomplishment. So he wanted people to praise him. He suffered self-admiration, conceitedness, vanity, ujab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the incident of Hunayn, which is one of the last battles that Rasulullah himself fought. Wherein in the beginning of the battle, some of the people who were in the amongst the believers, they felt it was their strength and their large numbers who were present at that battle that they began to admire their strength and their might and their large numbers. وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ They thought they had many in numbers compared to the other battles that they fought in previously. So they felt they would just very easily defeat the enemy. And they were fighting the Thaqif tribes who hid in the mountain passes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them that this ujab would lead to destruction. It is not good to have this quality and this trait. So initially they suffered a heavy loss. And afterwards they realized the error and Rasulullah called out to them. And then the Muslims came back and they fought very bravely and Allah's nusrat came. But before that, إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ ثُمَّ وَلَّيْتُمْ مُدِبِرِينَ The earth became tightened and narrowed and straightened upon them. Despite its vastness, the enemy began to throw spears at them and shoot arrows against them. So initially they suffered some defeat or some suffering. And then of course, they were victorious. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's unseen and divine help came down. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to brag about any quality that we possess, whether it is a physical beauty, whether it is strength, whether it is our knowledge, intellect that a person has. A person thinks he's very intelligent. It is his intelligence that has given him this position. Sometimes it is ibadah, and many of us Salafi Salihin, they have gone in great details explaining how serious it becomes when a person feels, I am frequenting the masjid, I am reading tahajjud, I am reading tilawat, I am making tasbih, I am making dhikr. So he forgets that all this is only a favor from Allah upon him. And Allah, if he wishes, he can snatch away and make salb of this ni'mat anytime he wishes. It's not our strength that brings us to the masjid. It's not our skill and know-how and our effort. Allah has given us the opportunity to gather here. Allah gives us the opportunity to go out in His path. Allah gives us the opportunity to teach Quran, to teach Hadith, to pass on the knowledge. Allah gives us the ability and the chances and the opportunities to look after the poor, to feed the needy, to build masajid, to help different people, orphans, the widows, to do good causes of deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq. Never in our life should we feel it is my doing. And we forget Allah Rabbul Izzat. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثَلَاثٌ مُهْلِكَاتٌ Three things are destructive. هَوَنْ مُتَّبَعٌ Which we explained a few weeks back. Where a person follows his khayshat, his evil desires. Desires which are followed. In other words, his nafs tempts him, prompts him towards evil. And very easily he becomes a slave of his desires. He follows his passions and his desires. It's going to destroy him, and we explained that in detail previously. Shuhhan muta' and greed, avarice that is obeyed. A little bit of, no matter how small the thing may be, something which is minute, and the person is greedy for it, and he'll make every attempt to get that thing. So whether it is big or small, it is his avarice, the greed within him, that now he is following, he is obeying. This is also going to destroy him. And the third thing, وَإِعْجَابُ الْمَرْءِ لِنَفْسِهِ Ujab, a person has self-admiration, vanity. وَهِيَ أَشَدُّهُنَّ Rasulullah said, this is the most severe of these three destructive thing ailments. Ujab. My doing, my beauty, my wealth, my ibadat, I'm the best. And then a person will make silly excuses if he makes a small slip. And he'll cover up for the wrong he has done or the slip he has made with feeble excuses as though he never makes a mistake. As though he is never wrong. Whatever he says is right. Whatever he does, it is his accomplishment, his power, his strength. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala mentioned two things. He says, two things also lead to two things are very destructive, and he mentioned al-qanut and ujab. Qanut means when a person loses hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah forbid. Allah save us. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person, when he loses hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's in despair. So now he's not going to make any effort to improve his life, to turn towards Allah, to seek forgiveness, to make ibadat. He's lost hope. He feels he's doomed for Jahannam. So, فَلَا يَسْعَى. He won't make any effort now towards achieving righteousness, piety in his life. And the second person is a person who has vanity. So he is similar in this point, that a person who has vanity thinks that he has reached the zenith and pinnacle of ibadat or power or beauty or strength and wealth. There's nobody greater than him. He begins to admire himself. So he also, when he feels he has reached the pinnacle, he is not going to make any effort more to achieve any good in his life. In fact, ulama and mashayikh have written, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi and many others have explained, that such a person, now he never looks at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness and loftiness and might. And now he's looking at himself. And when this happens, he will never progress in life. If it's ibadah, he won't progress in his ibadah. He feels that I've done everything, I'm doing everything. I'm the best. And such a person will not seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person will never accept advice from any other person. He won't want to take heed from any person's advice or admonishment. He feels he's above all that. He will look down at people. And even if he is wrong, he'll be adamant. He'll be obstinate. He'll be stubborn. He won't move from his opinion, his view. He won't move from his standpoint. He won't move from this heavy, fatal disease that he has, that I am the best, nobody is better than me. So this is a very serious bimari. Ulama have mentioned that this is dakhil, inside the person. He doesn't realize he has this. And therefore, mashayikh and ulama have said that the person has to make ilaj of this. And the very first thing he has to do is, he has to ponder and reflect over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's loftiness, Allah's might, Allah's azamat, His kibriya. Kibriya belongs to Allah alone. And he has to understand that this, whatever he's enjoying, it is only from Allah. At any given time, if Allah wishes to snatch away that bounty, he can do so. So he will turn his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will then attribute all the bounties he's enjoying and that he is proud and has conceit over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will realize that there is no need for me to brag and boast about all this and be pompous about it, when Allah ta'ala can snatch it like how he did that to Qarun. So now he begins to humble himself. And now he gains more sincerity. Now everything that he achieves, he's not going to brag about it. He's going to conceal even his good deeds. Even his good deeds, he will try his level best to conceal it. And ulama says that, and never compare yourself to somebody lower than you in any of these favors. Somebody who is weaker than you, who got less money, who's poorer, who's not so intelligent. Don't compare yourself to that person, because this is going to make you feel again that you are greater, you are more superior, and you are the best person, and you're going to be suffering from vanity again. Mashayikh explain also that we have such a thing called riya, ostentation. So a person does something for Allah and he is doing to show others also. So in that particular deed, for example, salah, so he's reading for Allah, and at the same time he wants people to see him reading salah, to think that he's very pious. So he's associated partners to Allah by doing this action for people as well. And in ujab, he's actually, in this action that he's doing, he's admiring himself. So he's associating a partner to Allah in this with himself. Not people, but himself. And the ilaj is very simple. When we read Surah Fatiha, we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone do we worship and you alone do we seek assistance from. So the first part is an ilaj, it is a remedy for riya. Where a person is now not doing it for anybody else, Ya Allah, it is only you that we are worshipping. I'm not doing my ibadat for any other person. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Oh Allah, we are seeking assistance only from you. In other words, the person now realizes his weaknesses, his shortcomings. He realizes that he has to seek assistance from Allah to do anything he is doing. And in essence, the meaning of لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, we don't have much time to go into that. But what is it? That there is no strength to turn away from sin except with assistance from Allah. And there is no strength to do good deeds except with assistance from Allah. When a person understood this, then he has submitted before Allah Rabbul Izzat. He has acknowledged his weakness. And when he has acknowledged his weakness, he knows that the most lofty is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also he will not have conceit now. He won't have vanity in him. He won't think low of others. Why? Because he will reflect and he will say that I do not know what my outcome will be when I leave this world. And what will be that person's outcome. Perhaps I am more intelligent than him right now. But if Allah wishes, Allah can make me a fool suddenly. And Allah can make me lose my intelligence. One accident and the person loses all his faculties of hearing, his seeing, his intelligence. Allah protect us. Or once this disease, one sickness, the person is completely finished. Yesterday he was bragging and boasting and walking with pomp and strut and with show and arrogance. And today he is lying in the hospital bed. And the other person who he thought low of, that person suddenly becomes very great. Allah gives him power, Allah gives him wealth, Allah gives him intelligence. And that person passes in the hereafter with more better results than this person. So we do not know what our anjam will be. So this is also an ilaj for pride. They say, ujab is the stepping stone of pride, of kibr. So both these diseases are very, very detrimental. May Allah Ta'ala protect myself, all of us, from having this ujab in us, especially in our ibadah, when you go for hajj and umrah also, then we feel that we have done a lot. When we make tilawat, we feel, I'm reading the most Quran, I'm making the most tasbih, I'm frequenting the masjid the most, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, it's me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us many times in life, one sickness comes, and then suddenly we are unable to even make a tilawat of the Quran for so many days, and we are unable, and then we realize that I'm nothing, I don't have any strength. Therefore, always turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat and understand, believe that all this, what we are enjoying, comes only from Allah. And if He wishes, He can snatch away that bounty at any time when He wants to do so. Therefore, there's nothing for us to have this pomp within us and to have vanity in us and to talk in such a manner and to behave in such a manner. We have seen the outcome, the result of Qarun and all those people who boasted in this world, who had pride, who had arrogance, and with ujab and vanity. Allah Ta'ala protect all of us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sayyidina
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh wa laka shukru kulluh la nuhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim.
Allah hamari gunahokum maaf farma, hamari khataokum maaf farma. Allah forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we commit so many sins, my Allah, not even knowing that it is a gunah, my Allah. Allah, our hearts have so many diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Remove those diseases from our heart, my Allah. Those spiritual maladies, ujab, ghurur, takabbur, hasad, bughz, adawat. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, hamari diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wazakkiha, anta khairu man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, give us yaqeen, your zat. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. It is because of our doings, ya Allah, we suffer in this dunya also, my Allah. The conditions that are prevailing, ya Allah, upon us, my Allah. It is because of our doings, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not shown gratitude to you, my Allah. Forgive us for our ungratefulness, my Allah. Make us from the true zakirin, shakirin, ya Allah. Make us those who have qana'at in our lives, ya Allah. Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, fitna of the fitteen, hasr of the hasideen, zulam of the zalimeen. Allah, give us the best of dunya and akhirat, ya Allah. Give us good health, ya Allah. Give us barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, provide for us from unseen sources, my Allah. Don't make us muhtaj on any of your makhluq, my Allah. All those whose ihsan is upon us in any way, my Allah. Ya Allah, from your unseen khazanas, ya Allah, which are so full. Ya Allah, you give them the best of dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, grant them shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. So many young, masoom children, ya Allah, they've got different type of diseases, my Allah. Elderly people, my Allah, some in hospitals, some at home. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them shifa, my Allah. Protect us from those diseases also, my Allah. And all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Grant the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut with iman. Ya Allah, maut upon iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us give us maut, ya Allah, in Medina Sharif. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafa'at, the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hudi kuthur water from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the kullus of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've got different hajat and needs, my Allah. Day and day, we have more and more and more needs, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Ya hayyu ya qayyum, bi rahmatika nasta'eeth. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله اللهم يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم وجب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها لقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Allah, so many people requested duas also, ya Allah, grant them shifa, fulfill all the hajat and needs, ya Allah. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua qabool farma. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.